A reading from the prophet Zephaniah. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you and has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. The Lord will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love, and will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. The word of the Lord. Have you ever fallen in love? Do you know that feeling deep down in your guts and your entrails? That kind of joyful and nervous giddiness that you get when your beloved is near? You wait for the knock at the door, the phone call. You wait to see his or her face. You can already sense the presence. It's so real, so tangible, and yet she or he is not here yet. But in a deeper way, is already present. The prophet Zephaniah says, The Lord your God is in your midst. The Lord will rejoice over you, renew you in his love, as one, and sing joyfully because of you, as one who sings at festivals. The Lord is in your midst. God is in love with us. God is near. Meister Eckhart says that God is nearer to us than we are to our own selves. Advent is about experiencing this nearness, feeling it, seeing it, tasting it, breathing it, like lovers. Even when they're apart, they're always together. They're one. When St. Paul preached to the Athenians, he talked about the God in whom we live and move and have our being. God is in us, and we are in God. That close, that near. God is singing to us, as Zephaniah says. God is singing in us, as one who sings at festivals, with a carefree freedom. Mary of Nazareth, at this point in our biblical story, is about 8.5 months pregnant. Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah, is so close to her at this point in her pregnancy that she no longer knows what part of her is her and what part of her is him. That close. That intimately close. St. Augustine wrote beautifully of this nearness of God, a nearness that he speaks of that makes us ache. In his Confessions, way back in the 4th century, he wrote, Late have I loved you, O beauty, so ancient and so new. Late have I loved you. And behold, you were within me, but I was outside. You were with me, but I was not with you. But you shone forth upon me, and you scattered my blindness. You breathed fragrance, and I drew in my breath. And now I pant for you. I tasted, and I hunger and thirst. You touched me, and I burned for your peace. The Lord is near, says St. Paul in today's letter to the Philippians. And he goes on to say, have no anxiety at all. In everything, he says, prayer and petition, thanksgiving, eating, sleeping, working, laughing, whether you're making Christmas cookies or making love, St. Paul says, in everything, let your hearts and your minds be filled with Christ Jesus. That's what Mary of Nazareth teaches us in these days. In everything, let your hearts and your minds and your bodies be filled with Christ Jesus. The Lord is near. Do we really believe this? Are we really awake to this profound truth? Do we have our eyes open? Vietnamese Buddhist master Thich Nhat Hanh constantly reminds his students, his disciples, about living mindfully, totally immersed in the present moment. He says in one point, life is only available in the present moment. If you are distracted, if your mind is not there with your body, then you miss your appointment with life. Our appointment with life. Our appointment with the Lord God who is near, who is in our midst. Advent is about not losing our appointment with life. It's about being awake, ready, waiting, listening, eyes wide open. Thich Nhat Hanh goes on to say in another part, to live in the present moment is a miracle. The miracle, he says, is not to walk on water. The real miracle is to walk on the green earth in the present moment, to appreciate the beauty and the peace that are available now. This is what Advent's about. It calls us to be awake, to be present, to be wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, because God is in our midst. Our lover is near. Our beloved is near. Are we awake? Mary Oliver has a poem, a beautiful poem called Praying, and it goes this way. It doesn't have to be the blue iris. It could be weeds in a vacant lot or a few small stones. Just pay attention, then patch a few words together and don't try to make them elaborate. This isn't a contest, but the doorway into thanks and a silence in which another voice may speak. Yes. It's a door that's opening into thanks. It's a door that opens to our beloved who is near, coming through the door. Silence breaks into voice, into song. Our beloved sings joyfully because of us, as one who sings at festivals.